Over 60 countries now report cases of COVID-19, or what is well known as the coronavirus. The head of PAHO, Dominica-born Dr. Carissa Etienne, says it's getting closer to home.
In the region of the Americas, we have cases in the United States of America and Canada. There were 2 cases reported in Brazil. We now have 6 cases in Ecuador, 3 cases in the Dominican Republic, 4 cases in Mexico, 2 cases in St. Martin, and 1 case in St. Bart.
Dr. Etienne was among those reporting to the region after a meeting summoned by the Barbados Prime Minister and Chair of CARICOM, Mia Amor-Motley, to look at protocols and capacity building to deal with the outbreak of the disease. She reported the involvement of several CARICOM leaders and officials in those talks.
It is against that background, therefore, I have identified for you the persons who were present today as we sought to come to a regional protocol establishing minimum standards for dealing with specifically the COVID-19 virus, but generally all infectious diseases with respect to our borders, our travel partners. And today we met primarily with the cruise industry, but we will also later in the month of March be meeting, I believe, on the 13th of March with the airline industry.
Prime Minister Motley says it now looks as though no part of the world will be left untouched by the coronavirus, but she's firmly of the view that we in the Caribbean have the capacity to manage and contain it.
Then in the same way that we as small island states weathered SARS, H1N1, the influenza before Ebola, chikungunya, Zika, we can manage this as well, but it is going to require cooperation, partnership, discipline, and communication in order for us to detect, contain, and manage the process.
And Dr. Joy St. John at the Caribbean Public Health Agency, better known as CARFA.
We have focused quite a bit on border control, and there is a very important role that the cruise industry has to play in helping us with border control while we remain open for tourism business. But there is also the need to pull back in and also focus on preparing for importation and transmission. And you know that CARFA raised the risk level, and that was before we had cases in the non-English-speaking Caribbean, but there are cases in the Caribbean.
Antiguan Minister Malwin Joseph.
We have moved now from a state where we are mitigating to a state where we are adapting in the Caribbean. And that means that the Caribbean must build capacity in the reality that one day we'll have to manage a case of COVID-19. As was stated before, it's not if, it's when.
And Prime Minister Motley again.
Our ability to scale up surveillance at our ports of entry, identify quarantine and isolation facilities, enhance the training of our frontline staff, and strengthening laboratory capacity within the country is really at the center of what we mean when we talk about building capacity. Against that background, we will continue to be guided by the science and the medical officials in this matter, so that we can at all times protect the health of our citizens and all visiting our territories, while at the same time protect the economic stability of our region and our countries, given the fact that panic and fear can have a greater deleterious impact, a greater negative impact on our countries than in fact the epidemic of COVID-19 itself.
Chair of CARICOM and Prime Minister of Barbados, Mia Amor-Motley. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.